This is why you have to watch the CBS Sports Network simulcast, because they just bump back with James Kelly's inflatable tube man arms. Uh-oh. Bracket alert, Albie. Iowa, the 10, is up on Cincinnati. 62-59. 5.5 minutes to go. Uh-oh. Oklahoma is a 9. They're hammering Ole Miss. 67-48. 13:53 to go. Texas Tech in a battle with Northern Kentucky. Texas Tech, a 3, is up 5. 20:15. 6:14 to go in the first half. UC Irvine. Kansas State underway. KSU is the 4. UCI is the 13. KSU up 3-2 in the early going. Make it 6-2. All right, we are tracking all that. The other thing I'm tracking in hour number 3, going into the weekend, Hawk. The show is the show. And a lot of you are all about that. The other Canadian bro is in. Rome, after Hawk's pathetic lack of respect to my fellow countryman Matt, I am doubling down on my prop bets for Keith Arnold. Not only is Team Canada going to sponsor Keith with top-of-the-line running gear, Gatorade, and trainers for this weekend, we are also custom ordering him a banana hammock with Hawk's face so he can wear them to work on Monday. Unwar wasting your time running in a pathetic attempt to get built like a hockey player. Tyler in Shredmonton. Team Keith. I want to go back to what W.R. Hammond 9 tweeted last hour. He just tweets, Hawk about to go full Jim Fix. Hawk, I know you have no idea who that is. Jim Fix was pretty much the most renowned or well-known authority on running. He wrote the 1970s bestseller, The Complete Book of Running. Like back in the day, if you said, hey, let's do some word association, jogger, runner, marathoner, inevitably back in the day, people would have said, oh, Jim Fix. One problem. This guy was credited with starting America's fitness revolution. That big. He popularized jogging. Like everybody who jogged because of this guy. One problem, he had a heart attack and died jogging at 52. Like this guy was in better shape than anybody. And in his early 50s, had a heart attack. Died jogging. The guy credited with popularizing jogging. All he did was jog. Died at 52. And Hawk, you're just going to run a marathon. All right, so why don't we just take a step back for a minute and take a look at the big picture here. Sometimes the show does become the show. And one of those times is right now, because my EP, my executive producer, Adam Hawk, has decided to run the LA Marathon. Adam Hawk has decided to run the LA Marathon. I mean, check that. But only after completely checking out from training for said marathon. If there's a more Hawk thing than this, I'm just not sure what it is. And knowing all the Hawk moments that this dude has produced in the 2+ years that he's been my EP, that really is saying something, right? Deciding to run your first marathon after having a kid a few months earlier is one thing. But deciding to roll out and run 26.2 across the hilly terrain of Los Angeles after straight up quitting on your training and not sliding into a pair of sneakers in weeks prior to the race is all sorts of dumb. Hawk's marathon had become a thing on the show because I wanted to give him credit for running a half marathon in training. I said, Hawk, I got to give it to you. 13.1? That's impressive. I've never run 13 miles. That's really impressive. Well, that's great, because no sooner than I gave him a big attaboy, he has run literally twice since then. And Marathoner Nation has also showed up to issue Hawk a fairly stern warning. Running in his state is not just dumb, it could literally be deadly. So I guess what I'm saying is, and not to make light, but literally, this could be his last show. Dude could roll out of this studio today, accompany me to Escondido tonight, but roll out of the studio today, and then roll out of the LA Marathon on a gurney. And in fact, if this really is it, I want to say one thing. And I mean this sincerely to the guy with the stash and the cat tat across the glass. And I'll say it to your face, Hawk. Thanks for the memories. It was never going to be easy for you to fill the shoes of those who came before you. And maybe you knew that. Because I'm pretty sure that you never even tried, Hawk. It all started so badly. That first big roadie that frankly I thought you probably were not ready for, but I wanted to throw you in the fire. And then when I did, you proved me right. You were not ready. The roadie with the boss man and the broadcast legend that is Craig Kitchen. You say no to a drink. We don't do this. We go on the road. Top shelf liquor. A rare moment. You're with your new boss. You're with the legend of the game, Craig Kitchen. I order a cocktail. Craig, who really doesn't drink, orders a cocktail. And you order water because of something called dryuary. The executive producer of a world-renowned, nationally syndicated sports radio program that has been in existence for roughly 3 decades. Heard on over 200 stations in both the U.S. and Canada, both. Had no idea who Larry Holmes was. That's you, Hawk. Had no idea who Digger Phelps was when he called. Also you, Hawk. My previous EP was an Let me back up for a minute. You also thought Johnny Unitas was the, quote, drunk guy who wanted to kiss Susie Colbert. Remember that?
Yeah!
I said, Hawk, you know who Johnny Unitas is, don't you? Oh, yeah, I got that one. Who, Hawk? He's the drunk guy that tried to kiss Susie Colbert. Wrong again. Does this sound like Johnny Unitas?
I'm struggling.
No.
Yeah!
The guy that you followed was an Ivy League graduate who played college football. You are a junior college dropout who wrecked his back putting on a golf shoe. The same guy who's gotten a tattoo of his cat. The same guy who's got a porn stash. Who was the CEO of Tiger Honk Nation. Although Keith Arnold, who is going to finish the marathon, is not far behind in that regard. But the same guy who brags about being the bag. Who stiffs salespeople on running shoes. Something you're proud of. The guy who is supposed to represent me and my brand manages to do something to damage me and my brand virtually every single day. Yet has also managed to create more content by being Hawk than pretty much anybody who's ever been here. Maybe even more than Jay Stu. And Jay Stu was a content machine by being Jay Stu.
Shoot it!
And I will say, Hawk, you know, the more I think about it, you do bring a good attitude every single day. You do. A terrible look, but a good attitude. And you know what? If I'm being really fair about this, you have gotten better at your job. And not everybody does. You do get a little better every single day. Dare I say, you've turned into a good EP. Even, and I can't believe this is going to come flying out of my pie hole, a damn good EP. Even more unbelievable, where's that dead music, Albie? Even more unbelievable, a damn good EP who doesn't know a damn thing about sports. It's incredible. So, Hawk, if in fact this really is it, and this marathon literally could be the thing that puts you in the ground, let me just say this. It's not too late. It's never too late to do the right thing. Drop out now, bum. It's never too late to do the right thing. Drop out now. Do the right thing, Hawk. It's $200. Is that worth losing a lung or a heart or your life? Let's go to a bracket alert. Iowa, a 10. Up on Cincinnati, a 7. 70-64. 139 left. Potential of an upset right there. Bracket alert. Oklahoma, a 9. Up on Ole Miss, an 8. 71-55. 10:50 left in that game. So you got two upsets working right now. Texas Tech, a 3. Up on Northern Kentucky. KSU, a 4. Beating UC Irvine, 13-9 in the early going. So Cincinnati's in trouble. Cincinnati's in a lot of trouble. They're down 6 now, under a minute and a half to go. Texas Tech up on Northern Kentucky by 3. NCAA tournament action. Cincinnati's in trouble, but nobody's in more trouble than Hawk. This email says, "Hey, boss, I haven't picked up any NIP covers yet, and now I'm scrambling. Do you think I can unwrap a few fruit roll-ups and plaster them on? Regards, Keith Arnold." Vadi. That's Vadi in Pasadena. Hey, Jim, did you say that guy died jogging? Well, I died logging. Yours, Sonny Bono. Tommy from NC. Hey, Tom, you happy with yourself? You shouldn't be. You think that's funny, Tom? I don't. Let's go to the phones. My man, pick me up, John. Freaking pick me up, John. Pick me up, John. Let's go to Little Rock, Arkansas. John in Little Rock. What's up, brother?
Yeah, I'm going to pick you up, bro. I got that smack off fever. Smack off fever. You know I want a golden ticket to make all these cones lick it. I'm smacking Brad upside his head to leave his winning streak dead. I got that. Yeah. Yeah, smack off fever, smack off fever, I got that smack off fever, yeah.
My man, John in Little Rock, give it to him, Alvy, give it to him. Yeah, I did it. He just came with a cat scratch smack off fever parody. I don't know if John in Little Rock's ever done Ted Nugent, has he? I don't know, but he's got a golden ticket. He's got it. Plenty of time for him to lose it between now and then. You got it, John, at work. John is the epitome of an A or an F. When he's good, he's great. And when he's not, he really isn't. Today, he was great. Cat scratch, smack off fever. There's a golden ticket going into the weekend. Clones can cry all you want about that. I don't care. Iowa up on Cincinnati, 73-67. How many brackets is that going to bust? A minute to go in that game. Bracket alert. Bracket alert. All right, so the Bearcats in big trouble right now. Ole Miss in big trouble. They're down 21. Kansas State up on UC Irvine by 5, 17-12. Cincinnati with a near steal in the backcourt. I would turn it over. All right. 51 seconds to go. Cincinnati down 73-67. Quick timeout, and we're coming back. Still ahead. I've got Alvy's week that was. Bill Belichick in SoCal, in West Hollywood. My man does not seem to be sweating the upcoming draft. Speaking of which, my man Daniel Jeremiah is going to join me in Escondido. Also, 93.1. 93.7. I'll be in San Diego tonight. Specifically, Escondido. All right, we're coming right back. Somebody pick up the phone. Did you see John Little Rock got a golden ticket? You can do the same thing. And you don't have to sing to get it. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Uh-oh. This is a legitimate uh-oh. This is a legitimate uh-oh. I'll have it for you in a minute. Does not relate to the tournament. You want to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. The reason I say uh-oh, this from CNBC.com. Sheriff in Robert Kraft prostitution case expects video will eventually be released to the public.
No!
77-year-old junk. Quote, I do think ultimately they are probably going to get released. Martin County Sheriff William Snyder told CNBC on Thursday, a day after Kraft moved to keep police surveillance videos of him sealed. Quote, once a case is over, it's not an ongoing investigation, Snyder said. Quote, there has to be a specific reason not to release a public record. And the fact that there is sexual activity is not an exemption. End quote. Later in this same article, Snyder said he has seen some of the illegal activity captured on video, which he described as, quote, explicit, sexual, and graphic. He went on, quote, I watched and just left the room, he said. Quote, there is nothing to see. It's pretty ugly. If a sheriff left the room because he couldn't watch it, where does that leave the rest of us? Now you know why they're trying so hard to prevent that video from being released. And the sheriff saying, right? That's the ultimate no.
No!
The sheriff is saying, listen, it's pretty much going to get out. Once the investigation is over, quote, there has to be a specific reason not to release a public record. It's public record. He also said, quote, the fact that there is sexual activity is not exemption. He left out one part. The fact that it's 77-year-old junk. Shouldn't there be an exemption for that? Apparently not. And I'll say it again. If you're Bob Kraft and that video gets out, for the rest of your life, you're going to think that everybody who you've ever going to cross paths with or run into has seen that video. Even if they haven't, you're going to think so. Anytime anybody even looks at you, it's going to be the first thing that goes through his mind. Oh, you saw the tape. You saw the movie. You saw the video. You saw that porn that I starred in. Man, that is a really bad, bad development.
Bill the Goat.
Bob the Goat. How about that? You talk about juxtaposition. So Bill the Goat is living his very best life
Bill
out
the
here
Goat.
In West Hollywood, partying with his lady.
Today's Friday.
It is Friday. And by the way, where are you going to be tonight, Hood? If you were in West Hollywood last night, where are you going to be tonight? You working your way south? I'll be in Escondido, which is where I want to be. But if I had a choice of being another place instead of Escondido, and there's no place I'd rather be because I can't wait to get down there. But I'd be like hanging out in Crystal Cove looking for Bill Belichick at Javier's. I saw Andy Reid there one night. So brace yourselves, clones. If you listen to that sheriff, Martin County Sheriff William Snyder, the video is going to get out. It's going to leak. He said, once the investigation's over and it's public record, you cannot keep it from getting out. I'm going to go ahead and assume that that's 100% locked now. And just so you know, I'm not talking about it because I'm not seeing it and I'm not going to look for it and I'm not going to watch it. I have no interest whatsoever. You know why? Because it's going to jack this show up completely. I can only imagine what's going to happen when you clones see that video. The sheriff himself said it. I watched and I just left the room. There is nothing to see. It's pretty ugly. It's exactly how it's got to be. Let's go to the bracket alert. It's final. Iowa pulls the upset. Iowa 10 beats Cincinnati a 7. 79-72. That's a tough loss for the Bearcats. Really good win for Iowa. Also, Texas Tech a 3. Going up against Northern Kentucky. They're at halftime. Texas Tech in a battle. They're up 4. 30-26. Kansas State a 4. Going up against a 13 seed. UC Irvine. 21-16. A lot of people have UCI as an upset special. Oklahoma still out there with Ole Miss. Putting the wood to them. 86-57. 5:50 left. And Iowa, again, already pulling the upset. They beat Cincinnati 79-72. Hey, Rome, please have Bob call me. I can turn that video into a positive. Signed, Chris Kardashian. She couldn't. There's nothing positive about 77-year-old junk on video. Hey, Jim, 77-year-old junk. Please stop discussing our merchandise. Signed, convenience store owners. Drew in West LA. Drew, you got some range, kid. You really do. There's almost nothing that you won't tweet about or email me about. Hey, Drew, shouldn't you be watching Kansas State and UC Irvine so you can just hate on Irvine? 21-16, 8:01 left in the first half there. All right, when we come back, I'm going to have the week that was. I'm going to have the ATP. I may have a thought or two on Cam Newton. What I'd really like is a good phone call or two, if that's possible. Still working on Hawk. It's never too late to do the right thing, Hawk. Quit. All right, so if you're just joining us right now and you want to know what's going on in college basketball, I have this and all the other news of the day. Friday, last segment, time for the ATP, Ask the Pros, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. Today's ATP reads, Jimmy Jim, what do you bump in your sled driving around town? Sports, news, tunes, or just enjoy the silence? Yes. All of the above. All of the above. Depends. You know, obviously I want to do some work and see what's going on in sports. Check out some of the other product. Need to know what's going on in the world, so I'll listen to some news. Sometimes if I want to take a vacation mentally for 10 minutes or so, I'll bump my tunes. And then, yes, sometimes I definitely do not want anything. I want to break from it all. I want to break from me. Sometimes the best thing to do is to get behind the wheel of the car with nothing on. So that's the answer. The answer is yes. Brent and PC, I do all of the above. I do not have a long commute, so it's not a tough decision to make. Appreciate the ATP. Quickly checking the scores. Kansas State up on UC Irvine, 28-20. Iowa has already beaten Cincinnati. That's an upset, 10-7. 79-72, the final there. They're still at halftime. Texas Tech on top of Northern Kentucky, 30-26. Oklahoma about to finish off Mississippi, 95-70. 5 seconds left in that game. UVA is going to tip it off in about a half hour. They're a one. Remember, they were shocked last year, losing to UMBC. Another good game coming up at 1 p.m. Pacific, Buffalo and Arizona State. Wisconsin, Oregon, later on today. So a lot of really good action. And I will be in Escondido tonight, talking some more college basketball. Speaking of which, I wonder if this guy's coming. Let's go to Los Angeles. Fabian, or as somebody said earlier today, fist bumpy in. Let's go to Fabian. Doggy Dog, what's up?
Doggy Dog, room. Hey, no worries. Hey, they don't have to take them little MMA fingerless gloves because I don't think I'll be able to make it. I didn't get tickets. Bella B, the best clone, my favorite female clone. She called me up. She was going to get me some, but I don't know if I could make it there on time. You know, I for sure will try, but if I don't have a ticket, I need you to get my bag, bro. I need you to, like, I don't know. Hey, if I show them my ID, is that good enough, you know? You know, the reason I called, bro, really, because if I could make it, I'll make it, you know? But, hey, try coming, like, a little bit north or, like, I don't know, Irvine or a little closer to this side of town, homie. But, hey, the thing was that, you know what? I might be the only one. I'm not. There's a lot of us clones that we are pulling for Adam, dude. And, you know, I don't know. I'm, like, 100% sure that he's going to come through, bro. He's going to make it. I know he's going to do that for his kids. And, you know, and for us, the clones, bro. Anyways, got to go because I know you got things to do. Hey, good luck on that one, Adam. And clones, I hope to meet a few more of you guys tonight, but I kind of doubt it if I'm going to make it. Hey, you let me know, bro, if you could get me in there, Rome. If you're going to be there till 8, I could get there by 8. Cause I'll BS about my work and tell them that, hey, I got to go or whatever, and I could make it. So you let me know, bro. I'm out for the time being, and, hey, I love all you clones, man. Thanks for supporting. Thanks for the damn karma, bro. It's working so beautiful. Out.
Fist bumping. Made it to the end of the phone call. Here's the problem, bro. I'd love to see you, even though you break hands when you show up. But if I do that for everybody, you know, you just said, hey, bro, neep, I don't have a ticket. Do you have my back if I come down there? Bro, I'd love to get you in, but I can't do that. Like, there are rules. I've been saying all week long, it's free, but you need a ticket to attend, and this is how you get your tickets. If I make that exception for you, then there's going to be a line of people around the block saying, hey, Rome, you did it for fist bumpy in. What about me? And then I'm in a bad way. Can't bend the rules, bro. I mean, I'd love to see you there, but you knew that you had to have a ticket. And if I make that allowance or that exception for you, I'm going to have to do it for everybody. So no, bro, I need for you to get a ticket, and then I would love to see you. Can't cut the line. I can't do that for you. Even if it's you, fist bumping. Got the ATP coming up. No, in fact, I take that back. I just did the ATP. What I have is Alvy's week that was coming up. In fact, Alvin, why don't you just roll that thing right now? Welcome to the jungle. A very good Monday to you. My name is Jim Rome. Great to have you here. Hope you had an outstanding weekend. And we are all set. Selection Sunday behind us. And a lot to talk about regarding the brackets. So let's not waste any time. After watching the return of Zion, does anybody anywhere have any complaints about Duke being number one overall?
Certainly Duke is Duke.
They are. Yeah! The darndest thing happened. The committee started to get it right. Bracket is ever going to be perfect. Somebody's always going to be angry. But tip your hat. This group did a really nice job. John Rothstein.
Virginia will
exorcise the demons out of the region of grind. Duke will be out of the region of prospect. Michigan will be out of the region of sizzle. In the region of pace, North Carolina will win the national championship.
It's $190. I'm doing it. I'm going to listen to Goggins because I kind of fancy myself a, you know, a David Goggins.
How? Why?
We're very similar.
What do you have in common with Goggins?
Mental.
He's the baddest man alive. Not named Jocko.
Or me.
Greg freaking Horrenda. You were at the airport with Kerry Kittles and your leg did not feel very good.
Who does your homework? You're unbelievable.
Come on, man.
I am so impressed.
I tell our team all the time that you will forever be judged by what you're not supposed to do.
You're the best.
I love that quote. Tell me what you mean by that.
Amen, brother.
Bill Moten joining us. But I don't like any part of playing against Zion. That'd be like me playing my six-year-old son.
They even come back at me and say, well, coach, we know you may not show up because Coach K on the sideline. It's just all tongue-in-cheek stuff, man. Every man put our pants on just like us.
It's not his fault they're not getting it done. It does not fall on Mike Trout. Baseball is different. That'd be a shame. But not as bad as losing this guy to Philadelphia. Not as bad as bringing this guy up. The next Mickey Mantle and then watching him walk. They did what they had to do. Taco Fall is my guest. When you go out in public, people constantly want to come up to you and they want to take photographs.
The way I think about it is if I saw someone that was 10 feet tall, I probably would be amazed too and would try to come up to him and ask him questions.
This narrative that Eli's overpaid and can't play is a crock.
Dave Gettleman just took all of your takes on Eli Manning and dunked them in the wrong basket and then pointed at the crowd.
Crock.
Borderline idiotic.
I'm telling you.
Scooter Jeanette. What is the message you want to put out there with that shirt?
Yes, yeah, says say hello. Really, the idea is it could be something as simple as just saying hello to somebody.
And by saying hello to somebody, it's going to start a conversation or maybe just make somebody's day better.
Hello.
Of Andy Green, Fernando Tatis Jr. How high is his ceiling?
If this kid keeps his head down and works, he's going to be really, really good for a really long time.
I know, clones. Will he hit two grand slams in the same game off Chan Ho Park Jr.?
A second grand slam home run for Fernando Tatis.
You know that he's a legitimate detective. Detective Dan in Buffalo. Dan, what's up?
Hey, listen, we both know the real reason why Hawk isn't running this marathon. He got his sneaker stolen, right? How can you train if you got your sneakers stolen? You know, you get the guy that I'd have played if I wouldn't have torn this knee up. No, you wouldn't have. You know why? Because you're a You wouldn't have done it.
Fairly Dickinson.
He is already a jungle legend.
You've got to ring the doorbell with your elbow. The heroes in your life are not the people on television. They're the people that you watch television with.
I grew up in the 818. So did the Claymaker. 818 for life, for baby. Life. See you at the Sagebrush Cantina, brother.
Twitter.
818 for life.
818 for life.
818 for life. Signed Dom. Ron Hunter joining us.
I don't know what I remember, but I was so disappointed at 27 GM, man. I couldn't get in the top 10. I was really mad. Matter of fact, you brought it up. I'm mad now that you just said it.
Hey, Dad, man, I can't wait to go ham in that game this weekend. Said, yo, son, do you even know what that means? Oh, yeah, I know. What? You know, I'm going to go hard. I'm like, no, that's not what that means.
Rogan Lowe.
So may no distraction intrude on this day bright and perky, such as projectile excrement smack from Rex in Albuquerque. PJ Tucker, how are you?
Yeah, I'm great, man. How you doing?
Good. So are you able to shake off a loss like that pretty quickly, or does a loss like that maybe linger a little bit longer?
I've been telling you how
PJ, that was weird.
That was super weird. I don't know.
That's my new system for tough questions.
Jimmy Butler has come up huge.
Philadelphia won. That's a minor point compared to everything else that went down in that game.
Yeah, I thought the confetti was going to drop too.
And both sides talking immense junk after the game.
The most unstoppable player in the league.
I don't want a Celtics-Sixers playoff matchup. I need it.
I'm not going to worry about it, but I am going to worry
about it. Listen up, old man. You should be eternally grateful they didn't kick your ass curbside after that Larry Nassar scandal. You couldn't handle that thing any worse, you enabling scumbag.
For a number
of
reasons.
In my book, a 77-year-old's genitals being manipulated and put to tape is illegal. And even if it isn't, it should be. I know the release of said tape should be. I'm not looking at it. I know you will, but I'm not.
With a guy.
Jaw, just stuff that dude in a coffin. Don't jump with Jaw. Print that immediately. Get it to the people. Put it on a shirt. Don't jump with Jaw because you'll get ruined. Mike Brown is my guest, one of the great D&D dungeon masters back in the day. Were you as good as everybody said you were?
You never cease to amaze me, Jim. Oh, my God.
Mike Young. All right, so you had the chance to see Kentucky walk onto the practice floor the other day.
Quickly turned around and walked back out. My eyes were playing tricks on me.
Mask off, fever.
Quesadilla trip.
Dr. Boudreaux.
I like my chances.
Pounders.
Emily Dickenlesk.
They go through your Johnson.
Crook.
chimichanga tumble.
Jim, we will see you there. Lexus Escondido.
Doubt it if I'm going to make it.
That's for tomorrow, Jimmy. Bring it on, bitch.
Amen, brother.
Brother, this is March.
Good night now!
Amen, brother. Great job, brother. Alvy. Let's check the scoreboard quickly. UCI coming back. They were down 10. They've cut it to 1. UC Irvine giving Kansas State all the trouble that many expected they would. 28-27, 3:07 in the first half. Texas Tech up on Northern Kentucky, 34-28. Second half score, 18-25 left in that game. Cincinnati already upset by Iowa. That's final, 79-72. Oklahoma upset Ole Miss, 95-72. A 9-8 matchup. Watch your head, Hawk. Dear Pip in the Box, 10th time, long time, since 1993. What's his deal, LOL? He might or may not, but he might, but he may not come. Who the F cares? He's talking about Fabian. And this guy goes on, Hawk, you're a weird dude. Do your best at the race and don't die. Clones would talk about that for decades. War Rome, War the Sun, Thad in Omaha.
Yeah.
This one says, Fabian, I have an extra ticket. I'll wait for you at the front. Gabe in Orange County. That's straight. Rome, can you imagine if Hawk croaks before he gets to see the Bob Kraft crank film? What a shame. Time to die!
Time to die!
That sheriff says, expect it. Expect it. All right, one last thing. If you want to come to the event tonight in Escondido, once again, the info is linked through my Twitter feed. And you can head on over to 97.3, The Fan. It's on their website, too. You can get it there. Once again, I'll be there at 6 p.m. tonight. You've got to have a ticket to get in. They're free, but you want to make sure you have a ticket before space runs out if it hasn't already. I hope to see you tonight. Also, if you show up, everybody who's in is in the running for Rolling Stones tickets at the Rose Bowl in May. My man Daniel Jeremiah of the NFL Network is going to be there as well to talk about the upcoming draft. Kansas State 30, UC Irvine 27. Time running out in the first half of that game. And the 97.3 Fam will be there. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello are going to have a show in the afternoon. That starts at 3. They'll have a live broadcast, and Hawk and I will be there around 6, hanging out. Daniel Jeremiah is going to join me at shortly after 7, and I'll be there for a couple hours. Looking forward to it. This email says, I died logging too. Elvis. Boy, you clones just can't wait to pile on anybody who's dead. People who are fat and people who are dead.
Fat.
Great. Truly awesome. We got to wrap this thing. All right, so I hope you have a good weekend. What about your brackets? Bring them to Escondido. I'd love to know how you're doing. I'm not off to a very good start, I can't lie. Don't have the time to wax your car? New 303. Touchless sealant. Will save you hours. It takes minutes to apply. You simply spray on and then you rinse off. It protects up to 2 times longer than traditional waxes. More protection and shine with less effort and time. Available at O'Reilly Auto Parts. My thanks to Golden State Warriors assistant coach Mike Brown, Maryland head basketball coach Mark Turgeon, Wofford head basketball coach Mike Young. And I will see you clones if you can make it out in Escondido at 6 p.m. Otherwise, have an amazing weekend, and I will see you right back here on Monday. We're done.